Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC. I'm so glad you could join us today. Let's say our motto. Repeat after me. I will tell my friends.
I will tell my friends.
So they can know God.
So they can know God.
Here's something I know about God. He wants to spend time with you. Good fathers like to spend time with their kids.
All right. What kind of trouble are you planning today?
Grandpa, we're talking about how God wants to spend time with us.
You know what they say. If you do a crime, you gotta do the time.
We're not committing any crimes. When your kids were growing up, did you like to spend time with them?
Well, I wanted to, but I had to work all the time. I'd leave in the morning when they were asleep, and they'd be back in bed when I got home.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But when I had a day off, we'd have a big time. I took them with me everywhere I went.
Well, that's nice, Grandpa. I'm proud of you for being a good father.
So what's your point?
What do you mean?
What does me being a good father have to do with God?
Well, God's the best father of all. Because he is God, he doesn't have to leave us when he has work to do. He can be everywhere at the same time, so that means he never leaves us.
So these kids are spending time with God right now?
That's right. Every time we pray, every time we listen to the Word of God, every time we praise and worship God, even when we are just thinking about him, we are spending time with him.
God's pretty old, ain't he?
Well, yes, he's been around forever.
It's my experience that old people don't like kids too much. Kids get on their nerves. I think it's pretty cool that God, as old as he is, still wants to spend time with little kids.
Well, you're right, Grandpa. The Bible says, let the children come to me.
I gotta be going right now.
What's your hurry?
These kids are starting to get on my nerves.
Bye, Grandpa.
KC, I've been waiting on God all day. What's taking him so long?
What do you mean you've been waiting on God?
Well, when you told me that God wants to spend time with me, I decided to go on a picnic. So I packed some grape juice and some crackers. That is what he likes to eat, isn't it? I got a blanket out of the closet, and I went out back, and I spread it on the ground. And I've been waiting for like 10 whole minutes already. God must be really busy, huh? I guess I could go wait a little while longer, but if he doesn't hurry, I'm gonna go swimming with my friend Amber.
Stacy,
huh?
You don't spend time with God by sitting in the backyard thinking how much longer until you can swim.
How did you know what I was thinking?
You just told me. Listen, God is not going to eat your juice and crackers, and he doesn't need a blanket to sit on. You can be anywhere. Just stop and think about God and how good he is. Think about a Bible verse you learned. You can worship him really quiet so no one else hears you. Or you can sing really loud.
So, God's not coming to my picnic?
He doesn't have to come. He's already here, inside of you.
Oh, yeah! How silly of me. I'm gonna go put the blanket up, and then I'm gonna put the juice and crackers away, and then I'm gonna sit on my bed and talk to God.
Yeah, well, what are you gonna tell him?
That he's the best Heavenly Father in the whole wide world.
Now that's spending time with God.
Do you know what this is? That's right, it's my cell phone. A lot of people have cell phones. On cell phones, you could play games. You can take pictures, say cheese. There's even a button we can push when someone's trying to call us, and we can talk to them. Hello? Jesus loves to talk to us. In fact, he loves it when we talk to him. I've had kids ask me before, does God like to talk to me? Does God like to talk to kids? Do you know what the answer to that is? Yes! There is a story in the Bible where these people brought their kids to come see Jesus, and the disciples tried to stop them. And you know what Jesus said to the disciples? Let the children come to me. That's our memory verse today, Mark 10:14. Let the children come to me. Can you say that with me? Okay, here we go. Say, let the children come to me. One more time. Let the children come to me. Good job.
Let's get our hearts and minds ready to learn the Bible verse.
And I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart.
Heart. What are you doing?
I'm spending time with God. You know, He wants to spend time with us, Brain.
Well, I don't feel like spending time with God right now. I have too much on my mind.
What is more important than spending time with God?
I'm tired of thinking. I want to play with my friends.
Brain, you don't have any friends.
Brain, sometimes you just have to do what is right, no matter how you feel or what you think. Right now, we're going to put God's word in our heart.
That's me. I love Bible verse time.
Okay, now you're getting on my nerve.
Brain, that's enough. You need to focus now. Today's Bible verse is Mark 10:14. Let the children come to me. Let's say it together, boys and girls. Let the children.
Let the children.
Come to me.
Come to me.
Brain, you try it. Heart, what's the matter?
Casey, I'm not a children. I'm a heart.
What? Oh, let the children come to me.
Why doesn't it say, let the hearts come to me?
I don't know why you're crying. You are my heart, right?
Yes.
When I prayed and asked Jesus to come live in my heart, He did. He lives in you. And when I learn a Bible verse, yes, it's in my brain.
That would be me.
That's right, Brain. It gets in you. Now, I have to cover your ears for a minute, Brain. God's word gets hidden inside of you, heart, so that when Brain forgets it, I still have it inside of you. So in my relationship with God, you are the most important part.
I am?
Yes, but don't tell Brain. I'm going to uncover his ears now.
Are you two finished now?
Yes. Would you like to say the Bible verse?
Mark 10:14. Let the children come to me.
Mark 10:14. Let the children come to me.
That's right. Good job, Brain. Thanks, heart. Now it's time for today's Bible story.
I can't wait to hear it. If you promise not to cover my ears again.
I won't.
And I can't wait to do it.
It's the hearer.
And the doer.
Of God's word who's blessed.
Jesus was a very busy man, walking everywhere to teach people about God's love. Sometimes he would ride in a boat. One day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering Jesus.
Where is he, Mommy? Where is Jesus?
Oh, I see him. He's over there with his disciples.
It looks like one of the disciples is coming over here.
Hello, ma'am. Is there something I can help you with?
I want to see Jesus. Can I get his autograph?
Listen, little boy.
My name is Billy.
Well, Billy, Jesus is really busy. He doesn't have time to sign an autograph.
Oh, we really don't care about the autograph. I was really hoping Jesus could pray for little Billy, you know, just to bless him. Jesus is always praying for sick people.
Is your boy sick?
I'm not sick. I want an autograph.
Look, ma'am, you've seen how many sick people try to get to Jesus, and he prays for them all. So unless it's an emergency, he just needs to rest.
Let the boy come, Philip.
Master, he's not sick. He wants an autograph.
Let the boy come, Philip. Don't stop him.
Go get your autograph, Billy.
Thanks, mister.
And I'm sure he'll pray a blessing on your little boy.
Time for spiritual exercises. Everyone stand up on your feet. Here we go. You ready? Repeat after me. Stretch it up real high. I love the Lord. With all my heart. Now show me your muscles. God is good. All the time. I'm not afraid. God is with me. Good. Now show me your Superman pose. By Jesus stripes, I am healed. Nice work. Now these are my favorite. Kinky push-ups. Up, down, up, down. I love others like Jesus loves me. Whew, that was a good workout. All right, let's cool it down. Let's stretch it out. I obey my parents, for this pleases God. Woo, good job, kids. Now, just shake it out, turn around if you want. Woo! Good job, kids. I'm proud of you.
KC, you know what my favorite part of the clubhouse was today?
No, what was it?
I like the part where Hart started crying because he didn't know the Bible verse.
He knew the Bible verse. He just didn't understand it, but I explained it to him. So what did you learn today, Fuzzy?
I learned that you don't tell jokes when standing on ice.
Why don't you tell jokes when standing on ice?
Because the ice will crack up. Get it? The ice will crack.
I get it, but that's not what we learned.
What did we learn?
Jesus wants to spend time with you.
With me?
Yes, with you. With all of us.
Well, since Jesus lives in my heart, he's already spending time with me, isn't he?
Yes, but Jesus wants you to spend time with him. You know, like worshiping him.
Or by praying? That's talking to God.
That's right. When you go to church, that's also spending time with God because you're listening to his word that's being taught.
I get it now. I can spend time with God. We all can.
That's right. Let the children come to me, Mark 10:14. Can you say that, Fuzzy?
Let the children come to me, Mark 10:14.
Very good. Say goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, kids. See you next time at the Jesus and Me Clubhouse.